a childhood which involved going to church three times every Sunday. My parents were Christians, so were my grandparents and theirs before them. I must confess childlike thinking of the scriptures and Jesus performing miracles didn't really move me. Church was just my way of life, no different. In fact, I couldn't wait to get the permission not to go. I called myself a Christian because I was told I was. I was dedicated at Hope Baptist Church, Bridgend, when we used to visit Bridgend in school holidays. I turned to God as a last resort as I was broken, always feeling a void. So I tried to fill that void with drinking and with alcohol and using drugs. So for many years, I was an addict. I know now that I have a loving God. I have a true faith. My whole attitude of life has changed. I am now feeling at peace with myself. Jesus died on the cross for me to know that he has taken his sins and forgiven me. Now I will follow his instructions with love in my heart, and for that I am eternally grateful. I have been guided and helped to grow as a Christian by many great people I have met in Gilgal. And I know that God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. He is real. He's not make-believe. The promise of eternal life starts now and goes on forever. The baptism form is a rebirth and to have a second chance. And this is by God's grace for me. One more praise I would like to mention is the turning point, and that was the Alpha Course. The Alpha Course and the retreat weekend that we went on, where I got to know and love everyone that I met, Jackie and all who were there at the weekend, and Pastor Martin. Thank you all, and God bless you all here today. And yet more wonders and temptations will help me to grow and strengthen my already strong faith. Thank you.
Bless you. It's been lovely these last few years to see the changes in Babs, and to see her coming here to church and really growing in her faith. Let's just pray for her. Father God, we thank you for Babs. We thank you, Lord, for the changes that you've made in her life and the changes that you will go on making. We pray, Lord, that you will give her strength and help at every crossroads that she meets, every decision time, and Lord, lead her with the fullness of your Holy Spirit. Help her to understand the Bible better. Help her, Lord, to continue to grow strong in faith. And may your blessing rest on her now as she obeys your command to be baptized. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.